different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
It's the Sunny Side on Nigeria Info. This is your number one news talk and sports radio station here in Port Harcourt. I am Gabriella. Well, on this hour, we're going to be talking about something that the Vice President said. Indeed, he's spoken again. Out of school children, the federal government has no business with primary school education, according to Vice President Yemi Osinbajo. According to him, questions on out-of-school children are for the state and local government matters. On Tuesday this week in Abuja, at a national dialogue on the girl child in Nigeria, the forum was themed towards a girl-friendly Nigeria. It was also organized by the African Child Policy Forum, ACPF, as well as the Africa-wide Movement for Children and Women Arise for Change initiative. The Vice President was calling on state governments and LGAs to collaborate with the federal government in keeping girls safe and ensuring that they are given a fair chance. He went on to state that it was important to emphasize that the state and local governments have even more important responsibilities. According to him, Nigeria runs a federal system, and questions of education, of medical care, are essentially state government matters. He said that primary and secondary schools are in the states and local governments. The federal government has just 100 schools of the thousands of schools out there. And he said sometimes when we get to talk about out-of-school children and problems associated with education, we tend to focus on the federal government, whereas the federal government does not run primary schools. That is not the business of the federal government. It is the business of state and local governments. And according to NAN, the news agency of Nigeria, the Vice President also said that about 1.35 million women have benefited from various entrepreneurial programs of the federal government since 2015, and on and on and on he went about other things at that forum. But the focus of the conversation today is the fact that the federal government has no business with primary education or out-of-school children, because these schools are within states, are in local government areas. So it is your state's responsibility to ensure that primary health care and infrastructure is up to standard. It is your state's responsibility to ensure that your children have chairs and desks to learn with in their primary schools. That also makes me think. This right now makes me think. I'm casting my mind back to last year when the pandemic just broke out, you know. And there was a campaign. Was it a campaign? No, there was a provision for school feeding. There was a school feeding program. Okay, it wasn't even about the pandemic, way before that. There was a school feeding program wherein students were supposed to be given food. Oh yes, even during the lockdown, there was the issue of we're going to feed our children. And then lots of Nigerians began to ask questions like, how are you going to find them when there is a lockdown? Are you going to go from door to door, house to house to feed these children with the monies that have been earmarked for that purpose? That was organized and budgeted by the federal government for primary schools. The school feeding program is also for primary schools, by the federal government. So, I want to know what your take is. This is not about me. I'll open the floor so you can call in and let's talk. What do you think about the Vice President's stance in saying that the federal government has no business with primary healthcare and out-of-school children. What do you think about that? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Or the female caller line 0817-923-0009. Let's see, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Remember that when you do call, to turn on the volume on your radio so I can hear you clearly and we can have a smooth conversation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
My name is Sonny Mbo, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The vice president did not just make that statement. It is the constitutional position. So sometimes I expect you people in the studio to do a little research and find out if it is constitutionally inclined what the vice president said. It's not just his word. The state government and the local government are responsible constitutionally for primary education. About the school feeding thing, the federal government is just giving assistance because they are also citizens of the country. The primary school pupils are citizens of the country. So the responsibility for primary education rests on the state government and local government constitutionally. So I expect you people in the studio to do a lot of research so that you can educate the public. Not just saying that the vice president said, it is not his word, it's the constitution. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your thoughts. Now, I never said that it was not constitutional. Of course it is. In everything I've said already, I don't think I ever mentioned that it was not constitutional. My question still is and was, what do you think of the facts? Should that responsibility lie only on the shoulders of the state government and local governments? Or should the federal government also shoulder some of the responsibility? That's the question I was asking. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's constitutional. So thank you for your observation, but obviously you misinterpreted my question. Chimbrama from Diobo, please call me back. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or the female caller line 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're also on Facebook, so you can drop your comments on there as well at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We've got Nnamdi on the line. Good afternoon, Nnamdi.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, okay, very well. Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just like the last caller stated, apart from that it's obvious in the Constitution, I genuinely think the federal government should have no business, absolutely. They should absolutely have no business with primary education or what we call basic education here. They already have a whole lot in their hands. And part of what people are clamoring for in the idea of restructuring and all that is to ease the federal government of burden they already have. We're already agitating for or clamoring for state police to make policing better. There should be no reason for the federal government, even in the idea of assistance, I still think it shouldn't be the federal government's responsibility in assisting directly when it comes to school feeding. If you intend to spend, let's say, for the year 2020 or 2021, you intend to spend 50 billion naira on feeding of primary school, it's just better to cascade it down to, let's say, Ministry of Education to that school. Let's say, share it people in the state. You shouldn't even bother yourself. You shouldn't go and start getting all these ad hoc, whatever, ad hoc staff, clinical. because it's very difficult to monitor or to, let's say, monitor scam when it comes from the federal government part. But when it comes to this case, accountability is a bit easier, though accountability is something that we are not used to in Nigeria. But at least it makes it easier to hold people responsible in smaller part than, imagine asking a minister for, is it budget and national planning, the one that said he spent how many billion in feeding children. You know, she cannot account for it. I think they should absolutely, in all its entirety, remove hand from primary education or even feeding them, cascade it down to states, let them take responsibility of that. Thank you.
But the question now, before I let you go, is
okay, I'm listening.
How can we get our state government to rise up to the responsibility?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I was asking, before I let you go, how do we ensure then that our state governments are living up to the responsibility of providing quality education at the primary level?
Gabriela, to be honest, I think we just have to keep on doing what we've been doing. No matter, okay, using River State as a point of reference, we've been shouting. Of course, everybody has been shouting. Thank God for one of these programs, Follow the Money and all that. There's not much we can do apart from shouting. In cases where we see lab space, we'll call it out on every medium that we can. Then we can do that through civil society organizations. We can do that through a whole lot. Because, of course, there's nothing you can do to these people. You can't flog them. You can't drag them. For River State, there's how much that you shout. We can say that you're an APC member. So there's nothing that we can do apart from shouting, using all medium possible to call out the state government or whatever party, whatever individual that is responsible to do or whatever is expected of them when it comes to basic and primary education. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Educators on the line from Rumalumini. Good afternoon. Oh dear, lost Educator's call there. You all to call me back, apologize for that. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or the female caller line 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 BH. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. As well. All right, let's get on WhatsApp now and see what you were saying on WhatsApp. Okay, so this was the previous conversation. Prince from Gulf Estate. Well, Alicia says, hello, Gabriella. Good afternoon. I think that the bulk of the responsibility should fall on the shoulders of the state government and the state government alone. The federal government has a lot to bother itself about. The state government, what are they doing? What are they responsible for? What are they using their funds for? Please, let's call on our state government to provide quality education at the very least for our children. Antonia from Choba. Thank you very much, Antonia, for that. Now let's speak to Tony from Iwofe. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Gabriela, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just want to ask a pertinent question. What does the state government do with SUBEP fund? State Universal Basic Education Fund. They have direct subvention from the federal government. What do they do with it?
Oh dear, Tony's gone. I guess that was the question I was trying to ask. All right, Tony, thank you very much for that. Let's take more messages. This is from Emily. Emily on WhatsApp says, good afternoon, Gabby. For me, I think that the state government should... I think the state government should provide better education for our kids. It is embarrassing to say that you are from a certain state attending a state school and cannot boast of a basic chair and table to learn. The governments at the state level, they try. All right, thank you very much for that. Chris from Umobiakani. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
you ask question, what can we do for the governors to be up and doing? I think that was the question. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, what we can do is for people like you and other media houses to call the people responsible for this, like the Commissioner for Education. It's only here in this state that when things like that are going wrong, rather than calling the people to hear from them, either the local government chairman or the Commissioner for Education, you rather see these people asking school teachers, and then they will just say it on the radio and then make it look as if they are politicians. That is not how journalism is supposed to work. They call these people and hear from them, not to speculate and then begin to imagine and all of that. That is not how it should work. So by the time you call them, interview them, you will know where they need to do well and all of that. But what I want to say that the federal government, sometimes they just come up with this program so that at the end of the day, they will embezzle money. It's not their responsibility to go into primary school to begin to try to do one thing or the other. And then their federal schools is nothing to write to them about. People don't check them, but they want to check others. So for me, now ASU is on strike. They can't pay them. But you see them telling you that they have money to feed school children. You can imagine. So they are just doing this thing in order to siphon money. So they should stop and regulate that this thing to the state. Because with the state, you can, I mean, see how we can curtail all these excesses.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris, for your thoughts. Barango from Duguma, good afternoon.
Yeah, good day.
Go ahead.
All right, Gabby, very quickly, universal basic education fund. This is a counterpart fund between the federal and the state with a view to infrastructurally upgrading most of our primary school, also supplying decks, the tables, and several things in primary and junior secondary. And so, I think the constitutional year, it is fine to have, yeah, but courtesy demand that the federal government support the primary education and the junior secondary. Because there are too many, Debbie. We have, like in River State, we have over 1,000 primary schools. And so the fund, available fund from the state to cater for this thing, because the problem, that's what, the free school fees. I think the federal government initiated that, right, Debbie?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, I think we also a view to help the state, because the state cannot exclusively cater for. That thing I have known in governance, David. The schools are too many. Junior secondary, if you talk of junior secondary university, you have about 500 junior secondary schools. In the primary, you have over 1,000. You know, so, Mr. President, constitutionally speaking, it's about, I think there is something wrong for the federal government to also support, David.
Okay. Thank you very much for your thoughts. King is on the line from Eagle Island. Good afternoon, King.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There was a report from your station when your correspondent visited a community in Eche where there was no seat for students to sit. I think this is one of the things we should do for the government to live up to their responsibilities. If this report had not come out, nobody would have known the state of the school in our community. So people should do more of this for mental health.
All right, King. Thank you very much for what you shared earlier. All right, so WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. The number is still to call is 0817 0800-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or the female caller line 0817-923-0009. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
I think the issue of funding of primary secondary schools has always been spelled out. The state government is in charge of the secondary school before, and the local government is in charge of the primary school. But I don't just know. It's like a time to federal government doubling it by setting some of these agencies that at times in a way to siphon money, making some people rich. Whereas some of these the things supposed to be supervised by the state government or the local government. But I don't really just know why they mix up. But I just believe maybe they should sit down, look for a way and sort out all these things so that, because I still remember there was a time that some primary school pensioners, those that left the job were not paid gratuities, the pensioners are not paid. Some of these things are some mix up from federal government, state and local government. I think it should be sorted out once and for all.
Well, the question, okay, well, thank you very much for your contribution. You know, I mean, not just to what you've said, but to what many of the callers have already said and suggested in regard to how we can perhaps improve our state government's, you know, response to the issue of the state of our primary schools across Nigeria. But the big question still is, how do we get that to happen? What must be done? What can be done? It's not enough to just talk. It's not enough to just ask. It's not enough to, you know, cry about it or post on social media. What can and should be done to ensure that, look, every state government realize that they cannot jeopardize the future of tomorrow with the poor state of our primary care, our primary school education, you know? So something has to give. What is that thing? Well, on WhatsApp, that says, hello, Gabby. The root of the matter is in the preparation and implementation of our hidden budget to make sure the relevant expenditure is captured in the budget of the state. You see, when it comes to this budget thing, that's from BOB, by the way. When it comes to the issue of these, this budget that we talk about, I always have my own reservations. And that is because it's yes, we know there is a budget. We know there are certain amounts of money allocated to education, to infrastructure, to this, to that. We have monies allocated to health, security, yada, yada, yada. But it's one thing for there to be allocation. It's another thing for that allocation to be released. It's also another thing for implementation. So in a situation where there is a budget, but there is no implementation, what do you do? Who do you hold accountable? What body do you hold to account? You see? So it's obviously a bigger problem, a way bigger picture than what we're looking at right now. So in a situation where there is always a budget, BOB, there is no year that comes and we say, oh, we don't have a budget for education, or so let's wait and see what happens. There is always when the budget is released, we know that, yes, so amount of money is what has been allocated. Sometimes people argue and say, it's not enough, or that other money is allocated to that other sector is too much, bring some here and all that. But there is always that. There is always that allocation every year. But when you say hidden budget, because I'm looking at your message again, and you're saying, implementation of our hidden budget, What exactly do you mean? I really would like to know. You know, when you say allocation and rather in preparation and implementation of our hidden budgets, huh? That sounds like a thousand words in just a few. I would like to know what your thoughts are and what you mean by that. Back to the phone lines, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon. Oh dear, I lost that duel to call me back. On WhatsApp, Yadie Biri Adiele in Aba says, the problems in the education sector are increasing with time for solution. Let them first allow people to vote at the elections electronically and with their phones. Then other things will follow. All right. Thank you very much for that, Yadie Biri Adiele from Aba. POB says, when last did you see our budget? Talk less of if the amounts are adequate. Our listeners are free to answer. Questions, begging answers, I assume. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. Or 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon. Oh dear. Oh dear. Do all to call back if you can. Hello. Lost that as well. WhatsApp number once again is 0809-030-6416. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp. This is from Esty says, good afternoon, Gabby. For me, I think that there should be... Okay, I'll tell you why I'm laughing, but let me finish the message. Esty says, for me, I think there should be an ex parte motion to compel the state governments across Nigeria to provide quality infrastructure, well-paid and highly qualified teachers at our primary schools. End of message. I'm laughing because she says, or he says, ST, I think, says ex parte motion. You know that for the past few, that has just been flying around, you know. Everyone has been flexing their muscle, and you know, here and there, every day you hear ex parte motion. Oh, ex parte this. Oh, you know, and it has almost become... Yeah, you know, what's the word now? It has become a household name. So that's why I was actually laughing. Anyway, thank you for that. Let's see. This here says, good afternoon, Gabby. I trust you're doing well. Today's rain has been something else. It's still raining torrentially in my area. But to your question, what can really be done? All that we have done in the past for a better Nigeria, has it worked? We can only hope and pray that Nigeria and everything indeed gets better. Moses, thank you for your thoughts. But I beg to disagree. You know, I'm not one that believes that nothing can be done, you know, when it comes to certain issues. I'm not one to believe that all hope is lost. Yes, I don't think all hope is lost, you know, Moses. I think that, you know, indeed things will change if we want them to change. So here's what I would say, you know, whatever it is that you find to do, whatever you think is the solution, or could be perhaps the solution, how we can actually make the state governments rise to its responsibility in providing quality education for our kids, by all means, speak about it. By all means, suggest it. Whatever you can do to allow for that enabling environment, not just for our kids now, but for even the government at the state level to work, by all means, you know, advise it. Because the truth is, you and I are the ones who make Nigeria what it is. And if our government is failing, away from the fact that, yes, we put them in there, there, of course, 2023 is around the corner, you have another chance to make better decisions of who you want elected into office. You also need to keep making demand. We cannot just hang our boots and say all hope is lost. All hope isn't lost. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Well, what you say, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you there?
You like, yes, I am. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, the state is responsibility about the school and the local government.
Mm.
The problem is that their children are not in that school. So they are not even bothered about doing anything in that school. So that is the problem. Because all their children are going to higher school than this local one. So that is the problem. So thank you very much.
So do you think perhaps we should now begin to demand for our leaders to, you know, enroll their children in our government schools? Oh dear, he's gone already. Anyway, thank you for your thoughts. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Mr. Israel.
Good afternoon.
Calling from LMS.
Go ahead.
So the problem is that, as the elder caller has said, no proper attention has been given to the primary school, even the secondary school, concerning the teachers who are teaching the children, who are imparting knowledge into the children. For example now, look at the senior secondary school now. For 12 years now, no promotion, no implementation, nothing, no area, nothing at all. The LGT, that is a statute, only salary for 12 consecutive years now. It's very bad. And go to the primary school, some school, they don't have any, no teaching material. Children will stay in the dust. For example, they go to Apajo school now. As a school, we go to Apajo, it's in the secondary school. It's very, the principal office is not to be, there's nothing in the principal office. The two vice principal, there's nothing. Even the staff room, as I speak with you now, some teachers go there and they will stand from morning till night. Apart from the money, the PTA just got some chair and they provide some lockers that students normally use in learning. That's what the teacher is using. How would a teacher teach without a conducive environment? How would a child learn in an environment that is no more, there is nothing to go out to do with it? So the government should bring the eyes down, look into the primary sector, the primary school, look what they are doing, what the teachers and the children, the learning equipment. Go to the secondary school and observe the same thing. You see that all these problems will be from the past. Thank you, Israel, for the minute.
Thank you so much for your thoughts. We'll take a final
Good caller. Afternoon. My name is Tom. I am calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon. So, like I would always say, the problem that we're having in this country is that government do not invest in things that do not bring money to their pockets. They invest in construction of bridges, construction of this, empowering this, forgetting that education is a primary thing they should invest their money in. Let me say, for example, I went to the primary school I attended here in Port Harcourt. There is nothing to write home about this school. No chairs, no nothing. Teachers are just there. The only thing that the teachers are doing to help themselves is to be bringing ice cream, buns, for the children to be selling for them in order to help themselves. So government needs to invest more in education because it will really help. They said, we are leaders of tomorrow, and yet they are not investing in future leaders, then what are we talking about? So government should look beyond investing in their pocket, but rather they should invest in what benefits the public and not just themselves. Thank you very much. My name is Tambari from Port Harcourt.
Learning in such an environment from a disgruntled teacher. Our primary schools are an eyesore. Imagine having to take your child to school and you realize your child is going to sit on the floor to learn. Learn what exactly? From a frustrated teacher who may or may not pass that aggression to your child, whose salaries have not been paid for months counting. What are they going to teach? So a lot more work must be done as a matter of urgency. The right infrastructure needs to be put in place. Teachers need to be paid so they can put food on the table for their families. We need an enabling environment for learning. It's not such an Herculean task. It is achievable and it should happen. Samson, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Eda Comrie Samson from Ogun in Eleme local government. Whenever we elect new leaders in our government, we always try to describe them as God sent. This one is God sent to us. This one is heaven for to us. But at the end of the day, we will also come to cry for things that are ordinarily supposed to be attended to. And I look forward to say that when did government actually have meeting with the people that elected them to represent them in order to discuss their problem? But what government normally do is to give them what they think in their mind. And that may not be what is affecting us. It might not be the immediate problem that we are suffering and we are looking for solutions. But what they think giving to us is what they will just offer us. Whether we like it or not, we should take it in good faith. And I will continue to cry in that order. And it's not helping us to grow. Come to the secondary school in Ogale. It is taught from GSS 1 to GSS 3. The SS 1 has not been accredited. But yet, there are people in SS 1, whereas SS 1 is not accredited. And come and see the position of where children are learning. You can imagine few classrooms with large number of students without chairs, without desks, and students are lacking themselves. And you can imagine where children are lacking themselves in order to learn. What would they learn? What about the distraction that will come out of it? And so many are sitting on top of the broken windows in order to learn. Some are standing by the windows and some are standing up to learn. Then what are they actually learning? And we say we are building a future leader. Yes, whether we build the effective leadership or ineffective leadership, all of them are leadership. At the end of the day, to bring them, become the product of that which we taught them to do. Yes, because if you teach them well, then they will also lead well in future. But if you don't teach them well, that which they learn and learn well, that is what they will bring. That is why there are criminality, there are crime, there are cultism and what have you all over the society today, because we refuse to do the needful. This is where school is supposed to be necessary thing that we develop humans, that we build everybody. Then what are we doing about it? That is why I said, and I will continue to say, I am not missing words, that flyover is good. It's good, very good. But that is not what we need for now. That is not what we need. What we need is education. What we need is to put food on our table. Okay. What we need is employment of our children, so that by the time we enroll them into from these schools and other skillful jobs, they will be where they will also try their best and also contribute back to the society. But where are we? We are only using all the tunnels to build flyover and roads. Is that only the problem we have? We talk about agriculture so large, even in the nationwide, we've been talking about agriculture. How much has been done in agriculture sector? We talk about health. How much also done in the health? Education. How much has been done in education? We just make noise with all of these things, but we concentrated on road, and bridges. Would that help us to grow? Would that add value to us? Would that also bring up our children to the way we want them to be? There are laws. Each time I look at it and I go around to schools and see the condition of school, I shed tears because I know this will only help to corrupt our children the more. This will set back our children even more. No wonder a lot of them are back in private schools, and the private school will now employ some standard teachers, pay them peanuts, and all the rest. They are still teaching our children. Yet our children are going out with empty heads. And when they go to crime and other things, they pick that very fast because they did not learn anything in school. My brother, we have a long way, Israela. We have a long way. And yet we are also contributing. When I say we, the followers, are contributing to it. Because what they do is that when some people who are coming into elected positions reach out to 2,000, 1,000, 5,000, and give us during the electionary period, we will go ahead and vote them. If they also bring somebody who is not even, who doesn't have any charisma for leadership through our party line, maybe this to us through our political leader, we will run after our party and vote whoever wants to vote in the name of our party. But at the end result, we'll come back to cry again. We'll come back to square one. Where are we going with all of this? May God help us. Thank you very much.
Samson, thank you very much. Lost Daniel's call there. Apologies for that. But thank you so much, Samson, for your thoughts. 3 o'clock happens in 6 minutes, Rivers today. And right after that, Dial will take you on Hard Facts. It's been a pleasant day with you on the show. Indeed, a lot more work needs to be done and must be done. Whatever it is that we can do to jolt the government back to reality, by all means, we need to opt for that option. I'm Gabriella. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Tomorrow, I'll be here again on the sunny side. Hopefully, tomorrow is a lot more sunnier than today has been. But thank you regardless. Stay safe, stay strong, keep warm, and talk to you again tomorrow.